News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Two Colorado state senators will find out tomorrow night if they get to keep their jobs. Believe it or not, Wisconsin's not the only state with recall elections. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal has more on the first recall election of its kind in that swing state over gun laws.
Groups like New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns have given hundreds of thousands of dollars to those against the recall campaigns. The NRA gave $500,000 to those for it. Senators John Morse and Angela Herone were targeted for recalls because of their support for new gun laws in the state. Jenny Peek Dunstone is with Herone's campaign.
Do we want to have one side be able to kind of intimidate and threaten recalls every time you disagree? Or do we want to allow voters to make their decision when the elections occur?
Recall organizers say they're angry. They feel in voting for the gun laws, the senators ignored a majority of their constituents. The new gun laws require universal background checks and limit magazine capacity. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
You can add Congressman Paul Ryan to the members of the Wisconsin delegation uncertain about whether the U.S. should get involved in Syria. Andrew Beckett has the story.
Congress returns to work amid a raging debate over U.S. military action in Syria. First District Republican Paul Ryan says he's highly suspicious about the White House's proposal.
I don't see a plan. I don't see a comprehensive strategy for what this does for us, for our national security.
Ryan says he told President Obama he would attend classified briefings and review intelligence documents.
But when it is pre-announced that this mission is basically designed to not achieve anything, that leaves me scratching my head as to whether or not, you know, what is the strategy here?
Ryan says there are still millions of questions about what a strike would achieve. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Investigators are still working on the incident in Taylor County, which left a deputy sheriff hospitalized from a gunshot wound. Bruce Daniels is the sheriff, and he declined to be interviewed at this stage of the investigation, but he did confirm that he spoke with his injured deputy, Chad Kowalczyk, Monday morning at an area hospital. He wouldn't say which hospital or what his condition is, but that he did talk to him. The man accused of shooting him, 27-year-old Alexander Schneider. Schneider pulled a gun and shot at Kowalczyk when Kowalczyk attempted to discuss a court-ordered injunction against him. Schneider previously ordered by the court not to have contact with an underage girl he'd been having sex with since the girl was 13. He was free on a $3,000 signature bond awaiting his next court appearance. Right now, he's held in the Lincoln County Jail in Merrill on a $1 million cash bond. The Attorney General's office has announced a judgment against a mining company in the Neillsville area. Opelt Sand and Gravel operates nonmetallic mines in and around that area of Clark County. The complaint says that Opelt operated without stormwater discharge permits, which would be a potential threat to the Black River. Although they've had no known discharges in recent years, the company agreed to pay forfeitures and penalties of $30,000. They've also corrected the drainage around their sites. A Bryant man died in a two-vehicle collision in Langlade County Sunday. Deputies say 48-year-old Randy Hudek trapped inside the rolled vehicle and died at the scene. His 14-year-old passenger had minor injuries. 41-year-old Daniel Gavinsky of Greenville was the other driver. He and a 13-year-old passenger were not seriously hurt. Langlade County investigators say the crash happened on Highway 52 and County Highway S in the town of Price at 11:13 a.m. Sheriff Bill Greening said the investigation is ongoing. Now tell me if you think this will be a tough sell. First Lady Michelle Obama and actress Eva Longoria going to Watertown High School Thursday to talk about the benefits of drinking water over sugary soft drinks. Sure, it's called Watertown. I wonder if the First Lady knows that one of Watertown's major employers is the soft drink industry, with Pepsi products and 7-Up products bottled at two plants in that city. Might be a tough sell. The Newsline 9 forecast for tonight from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy, 30% chance of a thunderstorm, low 69. Partly cloudy, still warm and muggy Tuesday, and a high of 82. Tuesday night, partly cloudy sky, down to 61 degrees. Looking ahead to Wednesday, partly cloudy, but a slight chance of a shower in the afternoon, high of 81. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.